that assurance that there is nothing.
On the way to the cross, Jesus took so many personal detours to show us the way, the truth, and the life.
On the way to the cross, Jesus gathered 12 students. Nobody else wanted these rabbi rejects. Jesus did. He personally called each one of them by name and said to them, "Follow me."
On the way to the cross, Jesus was walking down the road to heal a sick child when a woman needing healing of her own touched his robe. Although it was pressed for time, Jesus stopped and asked the question, "Who touched me?" And the shy, apologetic woman steps out of the crowd and gets the shock of her life when the Son of God made it personal and said, "Woman, because of your faith, you were healed."
On the way to the cross, Jesus went out of his way to comfort the hurting family of Lazarus. And Jesus wept. His compassion was astounding, but it didn't stop there. Called for him. "Lazarus, come out." And that's exactly what Lazarus did. He came out alive and well. Jesus called him by name. You can't get any more personal than that.
On the way to the cross, Jesus encountered a religious leader who tried to stump him by asking the question, "What is the greatest of all the commandments?" And Jesus had a simple response, which gives us a clear personal blueprint that we can live by to this day. Love God with everything that you have, and love others as you would love yourself.
On the way to the cross, for just 30 silver coins, Judas betrays Jesus with a kiss. Yet in the midst of being personally attacked, Jesus calls Judas friend. The guards gathered, and the long night began.
On the way to the cross, Jesus was arrested, put on trial illegally. While he was whipped, beaten, spit upon, he listened to the world throw insults as a majestic claim. The angry mob made it very personal.
On the way to the cross, Jesus would feel the weight of the cross, accomplishing his personal destiny by doing the will of the Father.
On the cross, Jesus' hands and feet were nailed, yet he personally prayed for those who were hurting him.
On the cross, Jesus would hang and suffer for 6 hours. And then would die. The perfect person, the perfect sacrifice.
The cross seemed like a personal victory for those who opposed Jesus.
The cross seemed like a personal tragedy for those who followed Jesus.
After the cross, they placed his body in a tomb. But the grave couldn't hold Jesus.
He rose from the dead. Jesus made it personal for you and me by paying our price and by offering us eternal life.
Will you let the story of the cross go in one ear and out the other when it comes to the claims of Christ and what he did for you?
Or will you make it personal?
Dying man and raise him up to life again. What can heal a wounded soul? What can make us white as snow? What can fill the emptiness? What can mend our brokenness?
Mighty awesome.
Mighty awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down his life to lift us from the fall.
Mighty is
the power of the cross.
What restores our faith in God?
What reveals the Father's love?
What can lead the wayward home?
And what can melt a heart of stone?
What can free the guilty one?
What can save and overcome? Mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down his life to live us from the fall. mighty is the power of the cross. It's a miracle to me. It's a miracle to me. And it's still a mystery. And it's still a mystery. Miracle to me, the power of God for those who believe. Mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross. Where the Lamb laid down His life to lift us from the fall. Mighty is the power of mighty, awesome, wonderful. It's the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down His life to lift us from the fall. Mighty is the power of the power of mighty is the power of the cross.
Stand and read God's word together. I'm going to read from John chapter 20. And I'll read the first in the odd number of verses. You get to join on the even numbered verses. I can find it. Where's John? John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the tomb had been taken away, that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home.
From above, in our comings and our goings. Let's stand.
What can take a dying man and raise him up to life again? What can heal a wounded soul? What can make us white as snow? What can fill the emptiness? What can mend our brokenness? Brokenness. Mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down his life to lift us from the fall. Mighty is the power of the cross. What restores our faith in God? What reveals the Father's love? What can lead the wayward home? What can melt a heart of stone? What can free the guilty ones? What can save and overcome? Overcome. Mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down his life to lift us from the fall. Mighty is the power of the cross. It's a miracle to me. It's still a mystery.
Let's do a scripture reading together. We're in John chapter 20. I know we're not really there on Sunday mornings yet. We will be there in about 3 years. John chapter 20. We're going to read the first 10 verses together. Why don't you get up on your feet? I'll read the first and the odd-numbered verses, and if you would care to join with me on the even-numbered verses. John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home.
Shattered by thank you, Father. And we give your name glory. And we praise you, Father, for your strength.
this magnificent, glorious.